What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Today's topic is on the serious side as we're talking about a psychological illness. Psychological illnesses are often neglected in our culture. Seeing a therapist is not very common here. But in my opinion, mental health is as important as physical health. In fact, the two are even related. Studies show that poor mental health can lead to physical illness. 心理生病了，身体也会跟着生病呢。Today we're talking about PTSD, a quite common mental illness. PTSD is short for post-traumatic stress disorder. It may happen to people who have experienced or witnessed a traumatic event. The symptoms may include nightmares, bad memory, violence, headaches, and so on.
创伤后压力症候群或是创伤后遗症是非常严重的心理疾病。
This disorder, if not treated properly, can cause depression, issues with drugs or alcohol use, eating disorders, or having suicidal thoughts and actions. It is very serious. If you're curious about the topic and want to know more about it, go watch the video. If you think you have the symptoms in the video or someone you know might have them, do something about it. But now,Let's practice today's sentence. It can arise after significant trauma and cause flashbacks, severe anxiety, nightmares, and extreme sadness. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. It can arise after significant trauma and cause flashbacks, severe anxiety, nightmares,and extreme sadness.
好，接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips. 首先 it can, 这个 it 跟 can 加在一起的时候呢， it 的 t 会消失，它可以，你可以选择做出 d 的音，就是 d d d 的音，或者是你可以直接把它省略掉，这样才可以念得比较快。
It can arise 的这个 a 呢，念 a 的音，后面加上 arise after significant
比较长，可以分音节念，前面那个 sig 那个 g 记得要做出来 significant， 那 ni 跟 fi 的那两个 i 呢都是念 e 的音 significant， 再最后加上 cant， 那那个 cant 的 an 是念 en 的音 cant 不是 cant 是 cant significant 再来 trauma
的 au 是念 r 的音 trauma， 记得把嘴巴就是张开一点 trauma and cause， 这个 cause 呢除了要拉长音之外 se 注意要念接近 z 的音 cause 再来 flashbacks severe 有三个 e 超麻烦的，第一个 e 呢念 e 的音，那 ere 后面那个 ere 有点像是 ear ear 那个耳朵的那个 ear 的感觉 severe okay severe anxiety 那个 x ie 呢，那个 x 发出接近 z 的音 anxiety， 再来那个 i 跟 e 是 ire 的音， i 是念 i 的音， e 念 e 的音 anxiety， 所以你会听很清楚的听到 i 跟 e 是分开来的感觉 anxiety 再来 nightmares， 那那个 mare 记得要拉长音 nightmares and extreme， 那 extreme 的那个 treme 也要拉长 extreme 最后一个 sadness 那个 ness 呢 ne 的那个 e 记得念 e 的音 sadness。 好，我们把这句话再来念一遍。 It can arise after significant trauma and cause flashbacks, severe anxiety, nightmares, and extreme sadness.Okay, guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is arise. Arise. Arise 是动词，意思是发生、产生或是出现。For example, should the opportunity arise, I would love to go to Canada.
如果有机会出现的话，我想去加拿大。再来，我们来看下一个单字 trauma.
Trauma.Trauma 是名词，它有两个意思，第一个是精神创伤、心理创伤，第二个呢是指通常由猛烈攻击或是事故造成的严重外伤或是损伤。那今天这个例句呢就是第一个意思，精神创伤跟心理创伤。那我们举两个例子，第一个
traumas from her last relationship prevented her from starting a new relationship. 上一段感情给她带来的精神创伤让她无法开始一段新的感情。那第二个 Dr. Salone specialized in trauma while Dr. Shepherd specialized in neuro. Salone 医生专攻外伤 Shepherd 医生专攻神经科。有人知道这两个名字是从哪一个美剧来的吗？如果知道的话，在下面的留言告诉我，我要来看谁跟我一样有看那个美剧。那个美剧非常非常的长，有好几季，超级多季，我现在只看到9而已，它大概有17季吧。知道在下面留言给我。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 flashback。 flashback flashback 是名词，意思是电影、故事或戏剧的闪回或是倒叙，或者是有指不愉快往事的闪回。 For example, towards the end of the movie, memories of his past life will be shown in flashbacks. 这部电影的最后，他前世的记忆会以闪回的方式呈现。再来我们看下一个单字 severe. Severe. Severe 是形容词，意思是非常严重的、剧烈的或是惨重的。 For example, on a scale of 1 to 10, how severe is your headache right now?从1到10，你现在的头痛有多严重？再来我们看下一个单字 anxiety。 anxiety anxiety 是名词，意思是焦虑、不安或是担心。 For example, her anxiety about failing in school is starting to affect her sleep. 担心被当造成的焦虑已经开始影响到了她的睡眠。很多学生常常会这样，或者是甚至到了有些大人到了长大之后都还梦到自己上课迟到啊，或者是上课被当啊，或者是考试不及格啊之类的。对，所以真的蛮可怕的。那 anxiety 它的形容词形式是 anxious。 anxious 它的意思是焦虑的、不安的或是担心的。 For example, Lexi has been anxious about her test results since Tuesday. Lexi 从礼拜二开始就在担心她的考试成绩了。再来我们看下一个单字，今天最后一个单字 Nightmare。 Nightmare Nightmare 是名词，意思是梦魇或者是噩梦。它是可数名词，所以如果有多一个多于一个以上的噩梦的话，就可以说 Nightmares。 Nightmares For example, don't tell him any ghost stories before he goes to sleep. He'll get nightmares from them. 不要在他睡觉前跟他讲鬼故事，他会做噩梦。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember, mental health is extremely important. Remember to take care of both your body and your feelings. Don't be embarrassed to get help if you need it. I wish you all a happy, healthy life. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.